You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Good to be with you, Jim. And I can't believe the weather here in Vancouver. Again, we have another lovely morning here. Although the forecast guy says that it's going to change tonight and Saturday could be a wet, dull day. So, hey, that's what happens.
Oh, that's why our trees are so green and our lawns so green as well. It's the rain.
It's the rain.
Yeah. And we appreciate sunshine more than anybody.
When it comes, yeah.
Bob, yeah. My first question of the day is, what's your take on the Canadian election and how will it affect business?
Whoa, yeah, that was... There were many surprises with the election. And when you had an outstanding leader of the opposition, Pierre Poilievre, and I've already written a year ago that Poilievre is the most attractive and savvy conservative leader since Ronald Reagan. So, and he lost his own seat. They were, of course, they've been there for 20 years, and they assumed it fairly, and then about a week before they realized something was going on, and there was a determined effort to get a contrary vote out, and then you had the leader, Carney. This guy is a determined globalist, WEF, and he's published books, and he is absolutely uptight about carbon dioxide and warming, of all things, for God's sake. No, he is. So the politics in Canada are absolutely dreadful. We thought that maybe getting rid of Trudeau, I had 9 years of it, and then now it continues. And he will Carney will intrude in every factor of life because, one, he's a control freak. Two, he really does believe the global warming stuff. I think he believes it because it enables him to be a control freak. So it was a very bad result, and it's uncertain. I don't know how long it can last. They talk about minority governments and not lasting that long, but who's to say? It was a very much of a setback for the global movement in reducing authoritarian government and putting we the people in charge. And this is now on hold, deferred, or no, actually not deferred. Ottawa will work against it. They've got bill this and bill that. There's one bill in there, I can't remember the name of it, number of it, where I can be thrown in jail tomorrow if somebody in the government sees what I've been writing and decide they don't like it. And bang, I'm into jail, just like that. So this is what we're dealing with. We had hoped that the Poilievre opposition, and he is a very, very good at opposition, and it would be better in government, but here we are. It is a very politically unhealthy, economically unhealthy win by the Liberals in Ottawa.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy and taking a look at some of the headlines that caught his eye. From Bloomberg, oil tumbles as Trump's trade war pummels outlook for oil demand.
Yeah, crude oil really has had some whacks over the last number of months. We've not been bullish on it, and we know that at some point commodities are going to fail. And perhaps since January, you know, in a great financial bubble, the peak of stocks and bonds, they're part of a great financial bubble, can happen. And then almost within a month, you know, almost coincidentally, the economy heads south. And I think that is due to the fact that the great financial bubble is so pervasive in every neighborhood and every action, everything. So here we have the classical peak earlier in the year, and we went from, whether you look at, well, various indicators, but straight up, and then there's been some economic numbers series come out that are sort of suddenly very weak. So we take this as a classic end of a great bubble, in which case the economy would be heading down right away, so to speak, because typically the Standard & Poor's leads the economy. So you can have the S&P peak about 10, 12 months typically before the economy peaks. As a matter of fact, this is why they've got the S&P 500 in the list, the book of, in their list of leading indicators. So this is a good move. Historically, it looks like things are quickly heading south. So this makes, we're looking at a bear market for stocks. We're looking at a bear market for lower grade bonds, you know, junk and that sort of stuff. And also chronically weak commodities.
So Dr. Copper going down?
Yeah. Well, it was up at the right time. And, you know, Jim, we do the real price of gold. We deflate it by the CPI and also by the CRB commodity index. And we also use real copper prices. And of our four main features on a great financial bubble, one of them is copper's real price goes up with the boom and down with the bust, and gold's real price goes down with the boom and then up with the bust. The senior currency becomes chronically firm. It suffered a mighty whack over the last month or so, but perhaps it's down to a point where it can stabilize. So that one has been out of whack or hasn't turned yet. And then the real long interest rates go up, and they're up, I think, about on the 10-year, 2.5 percentage points, which has been somewhat uncomfortable for investors and lenders and whatnot, and borrowers. But in the real full-fledged Great Depression, that rate, real long interest rates, can go up into the order of 10 percentage points. It is a special kind of hell, and the history is there. Every bubble, real long rates down, and bubble over, real long rates go up. So our four features are saying we're in the transition from a great financial bubble to a severe contraction.
From Reuters, in a vice of slowing demand and rising costs, small businesses are signaling trouble ahead. And
yep,
small businesses employ the majority of people.
Oh, I can't remember the number in the States.
Something about 70%.
70%.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. There you are. That says it all.
Now, we're seeing trouble in the Miami housing market suffers breathtaking collapse in demand. What, Miami no longer cool, or so many Canadians leaving Florida?
Oh, I like this one, because in the last great bubble that peaked in 1929, Florida real estate, which included swamps as real estate, became the favorite for people living on the East Coast, you know, New York and Connecticut and all around everywhere. So it became the big rage to speculate in Florida property, and it became a mania. It peaked in 1926. I think that might have been a natural peak, but we don't know, because also in 1926 along came a very serious hurricane that flattened virtually everything, and then that was it. Bye-bye, Florida real estate. It just then became a disaster. So what it did then, in retrospect, Jim, was that it took speculative money, made it disappear, so there was a vacuum there that when you came to the failure in the stock market, there was just no capital around to kind of shore things up. So who knows? I'm not calling for a hurricane to hit Florida, but the headline about land and Florida speculation, anything you see out there is going to be building the story, and here it is, yeah.
Now, from Bloomberg, tariff chaos drags key Texas manufacturing gauge to worst since 2020.
Yep, that's a strong headline. Tariff chaos. Anyways, they're using that. I'm saying that the tariffs is ancillary. The main thing is that a great bubble peaked and is probably crashing.
From Yahoo, consumer confidence plunges for fifth straight month as jobs and inflation fears rise on Trump trade policy.
Yeah, the big item in this is that consumer confidence plunges. That is a headline, I'll tell you.
And, of course, again, the U.S. is a consumer-driven economy, not one that's driven by exports, apart from oil and a few other items.
Yeah.
Like booze, which Canada isn't buying right now. And from Bloomberg, shrinking GDP and elevated inflation put Fed in tough spot.
Yeah.
The U.S. economy contracted for the first time in 3 years in the last quarter.
Yeah. So the economy is heading south, and so is the stock market, both together. That's the whole issue of the start of a classic post-bubble contraction.
So what's your outlook for the stock markets right now, say over the next 3 months?
The market is broken. Speculators, they still could be around, but hey, there's the money for the game is going to disappear, and so it could trade sideways here for a month or so, but keep in mind that you're going to have whatever good is going to come in will be in towards mid-year, and then after mid-year have a tendency to head south, and then recall that virtually every great financial disaster has occurred in the fall of the year. Yeah, I got that all the way back to 1720. So.
Yeah, so all of us remember 1720. It was a troubled year.
Well, it was the South Sea Bubble. The first one. And, Jim, the public, in a speculative fury, invented a great financial bubble, and all 5 cents have been remarkably similar. It's almost as if the group of speculators each time around has a roadmap on what to do, but they don't. They don't know any history, and it replicates the great bubbles. Well, 1720, 1772, 1825 bubble, 1873 bubble, and then 1929 bubble, and then the recent one, so. Number six.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Jim, good to be with you, and we're looking forward to getting together next week.
My guest has been Bob Hoy, the senior analyst and strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.